How do you actually practice Dharma in daily life? Yeah? Some of you here have asked me that question. So the answer is very simple. Very simple. We simply remember the Dharma. So we just remember it. Oh, is that practicing it? Yes. Yes. It is. If we don't remember the Dharma, then what's going to happen? We assume we're going to live in this world forever. We have permanent, what's called permanent grasping. Permanent grasping. We think we're going to live forever. Our friends and family are going to live forever. Everything around us is going to remain just like it is forever. Nothing changes. No, we don't want anything to change. Nothing's going to change in my world. Nothing's going to change in my world like this. This is how we think because we forget about our own death. We read about death every day in the newspaper. We hear about death regularly. But about our own death, the one that really matters, forget about it. So in the book, Geshe-la says, if we don't remember death, we shall have no wish to train our mind in Dharma. And so the door to Dharma will remain closed to us. And we shall not experience the good results of spiritual practice. I know, you know, practicing, for example, overcoming our anger just requires us to remember the teachings on patience and love and then to put them into practice, to remember to practice them. Simple. We can control a delusion like anger so it never bothers us again within a short time. A few weeks, a few months, we can have it under control. So if you're still getting angry, yeah, indicate you haven't trained your mind in overcoming anger. Why not? You just forget about it. Just allow it to do what it wants. Take over. Why do you forget about it? You forget about it because you forget that time's running out. Time's rapidly running out. And soon death is coming. So Geshe-la says, if we remember death again and again and again, then we'll overcome the habit of assuming that we're going to live in this world forever. And we'll begin to think about ourselves as a traveller bound for future worlds. You know, if you're a traveller, you've all been on road trips and so forth, when you go to a hotel, beautiful hotel, you don't get attached to that hotel because you know I'm only there for one or two nights. When you have to leave this beautiful luxury hotel, you say, okay, I'm moving on now. We should think exactly the same about this world that we're living in now. The people in it, the places and so forth. Everything. And if we start to get stuck and attached to everything, then we have big problems coming. All of our problems arising because of our delusions, uncontrolled desire and anger and so forth. So we need to remember our death. We're completely and utterly impermanent. We can die at any moment. So the sixth of these, I probably won't have time to go through them, but the second one is if we don't remember our death, then even if we don't forget the Dharma, we remember it. I've remembered it. We won't actually put it into practice. What does that mean? I thought you just said that remembering it is practicing it. This is what he says. Even if we do think about, we think about practicing Dharma, we think about it, we'll be inclined to put it off thinking, I'll practice Dharma properly when I've finished all my work, when I've retired. How many people have that thought? When I've done all my work, yeah, I've raised my family, I've finished my job, I've got a pension, I'm retired, I've gone out into the woods, then that's the time I'll practice Dharma. So this kind of thinking, we call it the laziness of procrastination. I think you do too, don't you? The laziness of procrastination, putting it off, putting it off, putting it off. The time to practice Dharma is now, not in the future. As far as we know, there may be no future. How complacent are we? The reason we're thinking like this is because in the back of our mind, all the time, there's a little voice saying, you're not going to die today. You're not going to die today. And this voice continues, if we don't control it through death meditation, it continues until the day of our death. You're not going to die today. And then you die. And there's a huge regret coming if we don't start to train in death meditation now. So the third danger is that even if we do not forget Dharma and we put it into practice, hey, this is sounding good, isn't it? Even if we don't forget Dharma, I've remembered it, and I do put it into practice, what? What's the problem? Our practice will not be pure. So if we've already been practicing Dharma for some time, yeah, but not experienced perfect results, the reason is we've not yet developed mindfulness of death. we don't remember death. Although we may be practicing Dharma, if we don't remember death, our practice will not be pure, and so we'll not be able to gain realizations. Conclusion: impure Dharma practice does not give you realizations. What does it mean to say it's impure? It means that our intention for practicing Dharma is mixed with concern for the things of this life. We're concerned, we're preoccupied, we have an interest in, a deep interest in the things of this life. You're switching off yet? This is making you twitchy. So in Buddhist scripture, there are 8 worldly attitudes which everybody suffers from, and we must definitely get rid of them if we want to experience the results of pure Dharma practice. Yeah? So what are they? Well, actually, I'll tell you what pure Dharma practice is, first of all, according to Drumtompa. Drumtompa was Atisha's main disciple. When Atisha went to Tibet, his main assistant was Drumtompa. Drumtompa was like his servant and did everything for him, but he was also his heart disciple and continued his lineage after Atisha passed away. And he said, if we've renounced attachment to the comforts of this life, then our Dharma practice will be pure.